How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Oh, we have to apologise first of all because we haven't done a podcast in a month.
We're so sorry, everybody.
I'm so sorry.
The summer hiatus. It's very difficult.
We've both been quite busy.
Be busy.
The last time we did a podcast, we were backstage at the Edinburgh Playhouse.
That's right.
That was a fun gig.
That was a really fun gig. That was really fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. Quite like a big room.
Big room.
Like two and a half thousand?
Million people.
A million people. And seven people.
All for charity, guys.
Oh, guys. Can we have a round of applause? Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're very welcome, world.
And now we're back.
But we are.
Susie, did you have a nice summer?
I did. I was in Edinburgh, which, you know, has its challenges. Sure.
Well, it didn't sound like you had any challenges.
No, of course. You know, the rave reviews, the packed out crowds.
You can't argue with that.
You know what it's like. Some days you feel like you're smashing it. Other days you're thinking, what have I done with my life? I've shoehorned myself into a career and I'm stuck with it now because there's nothing else to do.
Susie, don't be so harsh.
No.
I think, though, it is like we don't see it. When we're there, it's so sort of intense.
Yeah.
But to the outside, it's like you're doing your GCSEs.
And it feels very stressful. But then when you finish your GCSEs, you're like,
asked about them again.
Literally no one has asked me about my GCSEs in ages.
Do you know what? No one asks about GCSEs.
What did you get for your GCSEs?
6 A stars and 4 A's.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tom, that's very clever.
Thank you, Susie. I got an A in drama, not an A star, though. I was furious.
Oh, I got an A star in drama.
See? It's shook up.
But I got one A stars, four B's and a C.
That's great.
Yeah.
A star drama.
Yeah, and then I think maybe three B's and a C. I think I got B for RE, B for English Literature, B for English Language, and C for French. Everything else, nah, just didn't get.
I was worried about French, but then I messed up. Yeah, I mean, but I did really enjoy doing RE because I like a bit of ceremony.
You do, and you love wearing a white dress.
I love to dress as a vicar, but also,
or a baby that's being christened.
A christening gown. Imagine if they sold like christening gowns for adults,
for grown-ups.
That'd be like a great like look for people. I could
imagine someone in Portobello Road already doing that.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Some girl that's very waify.
Yeah,
sort of models part time, but also makes jewellery.
Oh yeah,
that's sort of carry on.
Make jewellery now. Did you know that?
That's a thing.
Yeah, people do that as a job.
Yeah, that is a thing. I think people have always made jewellery.
Mm.
I don't think people like found
sure,
rings.
It's not just been found like, yeah. In the films.
In the movies.
But I also enjoyed RE. Two reasons. I had a really lovely RE teacher called Miss Jamison.
Shout out to Miss Jamison.
Well, I don't know if she listens to this.
You know the PA box.
Do you write in, or indeed just send me a text, because we're still in touch. And also, I like the fact you could just learn stuff. Like, you just learn it quite, which I suppose is what religion is, isn't it? But you just learn it in this.
You're telling me you got indoctrinated.
I got indoctrinated in a cult. No, I didn't. But it was interesting to know.
I went to a Catholic school. And
So
it was very Catholic orientated.
What sort of things?
Oh, you know, no abortions.
Do
you know how much I love an abortion? Do you think we're going to have to cut that? No, I think it's fine.
I don't know.
No, you know what I mean.
Know.
But no, and like, not so keen on the gays.
They're not, are they?
And it just felt quite scary.
The whole thing is quite camp,
like,
though.
This is like, you know, no to, you know, no to this, no to that, no to the other, no to being pro-choice, no, you know, all of that stuff, which felt very scary. It was very fire and brimstone.
Fire and brimstone, was it?
Yeah, and I was taught RE by a nun.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you get sex ed from a nun?
Yeah. Well, we didn't really get sex ed. It was reproduction. I mean, what does she know?
What does she know, right? Thank you, Sister Margaret.
Joan. But yeah, it was.
But there was, well, there, I remember there being like a big reproduction. Ooh, it's so gross.
Yeah,
like,
did you have to do any of that putting condoms on cucumbers?
No, never had to do that.
No, and why would you? Horrid.
Horrid.
Horrible stuff.
Very unrealistic expectations.
You've got a turnip.
Very, yeah, and I think, I remember, yes, science. There was the science side of it, which was really boring. But then did you do a PSE?
Yes.
Social education.
I liked that.
I liked that. A lot of discussion, wasn't there?
Yeah. I liked, because I loved a bit of chat.
Yeah.
You know me, Tom. Always loved.
Always loved the chat.
A bit of chat.
Did you do general studies at A-level?
No, I didn't do any A-levels. I've got an AS in contemporary dance and a BTEC in drama. Thank you.
But it shows, though, Susie,
you're
great with a dance move.
And I've got that range.
You've got that range.
You know, no, and I'm very willing to jump into the splits, any given chance.
I've seen it. Even on a boomerang video, you're very quick.
Even on a boomerang video.
You're very sharp.
Very sharp, that's who I am.
That's what you get, that's the AS right there. did you do that in your secondary school, or did you go to a separate college?
No, I went to Chichester College, thank you.
Chichester College.
Yeah.
That's nice.
She's up market.
Did you go to Arundel ever as a child?
No, but I went there as a teen.
It's very pretty there.
It's very nice now. They've got a cathedral.
Yes, I passed it on the train on the way to Bognor. Yeah.
Oh, Bognor's not quite as...
Bognor, do you know what? I had such a fun time at the show there, but the town, we parked in this car park where literally, for some reason, like we went down the stairwell, which was dark, literally dark, and we could hear like screaming children in the distance. But
like kids playing?
Kind of, but like they were
a witch
also
taking them away.
I couldn't work it out. And so anyway, I think it was more that
how
they were playing.
Little
but it,
children, oh, I'll
do you remember
take
they're remaking it, aren't they?
Hocus
Pocus as a lesbian biopic.
Oh,
is
listen,
that true? I think I may have
very available
that
for that.
Is there some, there's some sort of a lesbian twist in there now? A lesbian
twist and shout.
The lesbian twist. The this car park. No, I think there were children playing, but it was sort of, it felt like they were, it just felt very eerie as a place.
Oh, that, I find that quite scary.
So we ran back, then we left the car park. We went and parked at Morrison's. That's where, that was the only option open for dinner at that time.
Oh, what did you have?
Some onion bargees.
You must have smelled nice for the show.
Yeah, onion bargees and samosas from the deli counter.
Ooh.
I said just 12, please, part of the deal, $1.99. Anyway, he put in about 14. Sometimes.
Do you think he thought that's that fella from the Bake Off?
I assumed I was cashing in on my...
On your face, on your mug.
I also got a salad and a crunchy bar. And I didn't regret it. I liked
not one moment?
Not one moment. One of the bargees was very spicy. Yeah, be careful in Morrison's.
There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, but be careful, it will burn. how did we come onto that?
Oh, I've got no idea, Tom.
So, the summer...
The summer, that's
lovely,
our theme today, guys.
The summer.
Nice and vague.
Nice and vague. We did go via Pro-Choice and onion bargee and Morrison's, but we're back on it.
You don't expect anything less from us, do you, dear listener?
That's right, cramming it all in, all the major issues. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the summer? Did you have a good one?
I had a lovely one. So I went to Edinburgh, then went on a little holiday.
Yes.
Well, listen, guys, I don't mind telling you it's going very well with me and Alice. And so I thought, what can I do to throw a spanner in the works? I'll take her on holiday with my mum and my auntie.
I don't think that's a spanner.
Well, no, listen, it wasn't a spanner. But what I've realised is that my mum likes to narrate everything that's happening.
Oh, that's nice.
So there was a lot of, oh, I suppose they're one big family.
Oh, yeah.
That kid wants some sun cream.
My mum will do that on holiday. Like, often it's like, it's not a happy story she's narrating, my mum.
No.
It'll often be quite like an sort of, I don't want to say negative.
But my mum will have a lot of opinions on how late people are having their children out.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. Like, that kid's out late. Well, they do it differently, don't they?
They do it differently there, though, don't they?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
true,
I
though.
Suppose she's the grandmother. Well, if not, she's quite old. You know, that sort of thing.
It's nice, though.
She's got her boobs out. She don't mind.
She
a lot of she don't mind.
Well, that's the point of a holiday.
Hey,
isn't it?
And I don't mind. I don't mind.
None of us mind. That's the
absolutely.
Beauty of
you do it.
What was the beach like in the place you went? Was it nice?
It was nice. So we were in a hotel that had a pool. Excuse me. Don't
Hello.
Mind. Thank you.
Did you use the pool, or were you more beach focused?
I'm more beach focused in Gen. Mm-hmm. However, did have a quick dip. It was lovely
nice.
Temperature.
That's nice.
That
if it's
thing.
Nice, because
it
you went later summer, didn't you? As
we
well?
Did. So it was quite chilly in the old sea.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I thought it would have warmed up by then.
Well, no, it was quite chilly in the old sea, and I did get a rubber ring that was a donut.
Beg your pardon?
In the shape of a donut.
Oh, I see.
It was like...
Sorry, I thought we were talking about something else.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't really. It doesn't mean anything.
I don't know.
In the shape of a donut to remind you of your old days.
When I used to fry donuts for a living. Yes.
Oh, that's lovely.
But that was fun. So I got
You didn't go for a unicorn or a
I thought about... So you had a pink flamingo, didn't you?
Yes. Clang. Donated to me by my friends. Which then like ran out of air. It was a bit of a sad day.
When
we came out, the flamingo would sort of fall asleep.
Died as it lived.
Died as it lived.
In the pool. Being strangled by a human.
What a terrible life.
We did a bit of that. Mm. We got a bat and ball.
Oh, did you?
I love having a bat and ball.
That is nice. Tick, tick.
Yeah,
tick,
a little bit of that.
Were you afforded a beach that had somebody selling things on it?
Yes, we had a lot of that. A lot of people trying to sell things. Some fake handbags.
Fake handbags? That's a lot to cart around.
Felt quite sorry for him. He looked quite warm.
Was your mum interested in that?
There was a lot of haggling.
Oh, but that's the thing, isn't it? Once you've shown a bit of interest.
Yeah, so like... But mum got him down to €15. And,
oh, that's not bad. What was the make?
Oh, I think it was some sort of Fobry.
Lovely. A lovely thing. Often like a pashmina shawl.
They had that sort of thing, a sarong. Or like a big sheet with elephants on it.
Yes. Often I've seen that being sold on the beach. Maybe a man with a board of sunglasses.
Yes, he was there.
He was there? Yes, he was so busy.
So busy. All over the
shop.
I will.
Was there a massage?
No one offering that. But my auntie Jackie did have one when she was in Spain last time, and she, quote unquote, said the woman was a vicious bitch. I think my auntie Jackie may have just asked for a Swedish massage, but she was a vicious bitch.
Well, the thing is, though, you don't want anything that they hold back.
Well, I quite like a vicious bitch.
Yeah, you want to feel like you're getting your money's worth.
But I don't think Auntie Jackie wanted that.
I think some people don't like that. It's also a bit public, isn't it? You're doing it in front of all those people.
Yeah.
Especially when they do that, like if they do the slapping of the...
Yeah, the chop-chops.
The chop-chops on the back. I don't really like that sound. I feel like people turn around to look at that.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But it was a lovely holiday.
I bet it was.
It was really, really lovely.
And everyone got on.
Oh, like a house on fire. Oh, yeah. Very lucky. Very lucky that everyone gets on. That's very lovely.
Yeah. People do, and people on holiday, they like, it's nice.
Yeah, we got a bit boozy. Yeah. You know, had a few meals.
Did you alter your drink of choice for a holiday? Do you have a specific holiday drink?
No, I'll tell you what I do, like a Radler in Spain. Do you know what that is?
What's that? I don't know what that is.
So they have a... It's on tap in some places, like a... On draft.
In place of water.
In place of water. So I was hammered constantly and bathing in it, which
what
was lovely.
What a great bath, yeah.
And, it's a shandy on tap.
Oh.
But they make it with, like, a Fanta lemon.
Fanta limon.
So it's quite zesty.
Oh,
and you know me, I am zesty on holiday.
Zesty. Yeah, that's nice. A really lemony beer.
Yeah.
That's refreshing.
So that was nice. I had a couple of those, but they're quite filling, aren't they, Diz?
Yes,
so
that's, I avoid it. Yeah, you do have to be careful.
So I was having a lot of that and then some red wine.
I like that. I like a Vino Tinto Local, a local red wine.
Yeah, very nice. Lots of that sort of carry on. A couple of white wines. I mean, Tom, I'll drink anything. You know me.
Yeah, of course. After dinner, Spanish brandy?
No, I'm not into brandy. So I just said I'll drink anything except for brandy. Except
Spanish brandy is very sweet,
which I like.
I think you might like it.
I like a Tizzerone.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't get sweeter than that, can you?
No, but they are so generous with those shots,
their
aren't
measures,
they?
I know.
My mum had a gin and tonic. I swear she had half a pint of gin.
Smashed out of your faces, yeah. When
like
mum and I went
home,
to Spain.
Vera Lynn, Vera left, Vera right.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. Well, our treat would be to have a vodka tonic on the beachside bar,
Yeah.
Come out with a stem glass and the bottle, and then there's ice in the glass,
yeah.
And they pour it over the top for ages.
Yeah,
leave you with a tonic, however much you want.
Yeah, I had like an inch left for.
Yeah,
my mixer.
It's yeah, yeah.
They
it's
must.
Lovely.
Do you think they can all really drink? Because
I think they're not drunks like us, but I don't know. I think measures is quite a thing, isn't it? Here,
yeah,
shorts. Is that what they call
it? That's what my it's my auntie would call it.
A
do you
short.
Have a vodka and Coke would be a short.
What? Oh, that's a short. What's a long?
I don't know.
Or like a beer, I suppose.
I guess so.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Don't know, we don't know.
So I had a lovely holiday and then sort of came back and got straight into work. How was your summer?
Well, I touring. Didn't go to Edinburgh, but I did have some tour shows. And then I took a couple of weeks off at the beginning of August and I went to Crete.
Yes, you told us about that on the last podcast.
Oh, yes,
you
had the back. Yes, of course.
You had to change a tyre.
I had to change a tyre on the side of a mountain.
We were all very impressed.
I was impressed, actually.
Yeah, you should be.
Nothing phases me now. Nothing phases me. That's what I've learned from the summer. What else can I tell you?
You've been working on the Bake Off.
Well, we've been having a lovely time doing Extra Slice, which
lovely.
Has been super fun.
Tasting lots of people's cakes.
Tasting lots of people's
cakes.
Not
a euphemism, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you.
Thank you, Gina, after your last message. It's been really nice. It's been really nice. Jo Brand has been just the nicest person.
She's so lovely, isn't she? I was delighted when I met her. She once told me I was funny, and it was a real joyous moment. She's like, you're very funny. I was like, oh, yes, thank you. I need to ring my mum and tell her.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's so nice, isn't she?
It's so nice. The record days, we start quite early in the morning with like meetings and stuff. Which is quite, I feel quite
Grown you talk
up.
About what you're going to do for the show.
Basically, yeah, but and then I just keep like going off topic. I'm sure it's
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, right. And then we have a lunch break, and I usually have a nap.
And what do you have for lunch? A Bake Off Extra Slice.
We don't have cakes. The cakes haven't arrived at that point.
That is
the most stressful bit, though, is when I have to carry in the cake for the baker because it's heavy and very precious.
I worry about that on the Bake Off.
Oh, when they have to carry it up. Yeah, I worry about that.
I'm addicted to Bake Off this year.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It's a
really good
one.
Mix of people.
Yeah, love it.
Really good, yeah.
Love it.
The guys who come on the show have been so lovely as well. I think they all had a nice time.
Oh, that's really... I bet they did. I bet they had a blast.
They had a lovely time. They all seem to be very good friends.
But it's already been recorded. It's been recorded ages ago, wasn't it?
No, it goes out live.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yes.
It's amazing they managed to do those. Managed to speed
it up
so much.
Completely live, yes. It's so much fun. Time flies. I think they do it in May.
Right.
I think. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Oh, and then I have to keep a secret for that long.
Yes, I think it's quite stressful, actually.
I bet.
They're very good about it. Yeah,
and even if you won, you wouldn't be able to say anything.
No, you can't tell.
But then your family come to the winners thing, don't they? So then they're told to have to keep shtim as
they
well.
They all have to sign, yeah.
What they call NDAs.
I think so. I think they do. I mean, I'm saying that. I'm not. Yeah. I wasn't there.
Oh, Tom, stop lying so much.
I am not. But no, it's fun, eh? It's very fun. And Susie, you had to come back from holiday early because you've been working so hard. You had to leave Alice with your mum and
my auntie.
They had a nice time, though.
They had a nice time. I mean, our dear friend Flo, our agent and friend of the show.
Dear friend of the show.
She suggested that it might be Alice's favourite night of the holiday when I wasn't there, which was...
That's like when my mum and dad met Kevin Bridges and my dad said to him, you're my favourite comedian.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And everybody laughed because they thought it was a little bit...
Bitcher?
A little bit unkind, just then I was standing there.
That's really funny.
But they did.
And actually out of order because your dad told me that I was his favourite comedian, so...
Well, what can I say?
What can I say?
They went to see Kevin's show, they'd really liked it.
Oh, apparently it's amazing.
Yeah,
I love
really
Kevin.
Liked it.
You know why I came back, because I had to come back to film something with you.
Oh, yes.
Clang.
We can talk about it, I think.
People put it on Instagram. We're in the pilot of a new Comedy Central show called A Musical.
Where we got to sing a song from a musical. Maybe we
shouldn't say what musical it was. Yeah.
We got to do a duet and we very much enjoyed it.
We very much enjoyed it. And hopefully it will be... both entertaining and funny.
Hopefully. Hopefully people will realise how much I do realise that I'm not a very good singer.
Oh, Tom, I think people think that you think you're as good as Dear Elaine.
That's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem. I hope people realise, just how much I know I'm not very good. Someone messaged me from primary school on Facebook the other day.
Go on.
One of the things they said was like, you weren't a very good singer. And I was like, please. Bitch, please.
Why would they message you that?
Well, he was saying other things as well.
I've got no time for that sort of carry on.
Yeah,
you can fuck right off.
I didn't say that to him,
but you should have.
But I might do now. 2 weeks later, I might do. What do you think about Instagram? I'm not very good at it. You're really good at it, Susie.
Am I?
Yeah, there's always fun content on your page. Mine's like,
oh no, it's
from
just
like
5 billion
years ago.
It's more silly. I try and put a picture up, maybe like 3 pictures on a week.
That's really good.
And make it fun.
It's so much pressure.
No, I just put a picture up of the cat.
The cat does well on it.
You see, I do have a cat. That is different.
I should go get a cat. Or a dog.
Oh, massive, you'd love a dog.
Unwieldy dog.
Saint like Bernard. A lurcher.
Or a yeah, that would be fun. Good. They are good, aren't they? Have your mum and dad ever thought about taking one of those in?
A lurcher?
Yeah, they're like a half greyhound, half...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
I do like a greyhound, though. They are pretty.
Are lovely, aren't they? We've got to look after them because they retire from raising.
They retire. I love the idea of a dog having a job.
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it? Lovely. Like a sniffer dog at an airport.
They work so hard.
The Springer Spaniels. And I went to a cheese shop in Rochester the other day.
Oh, clang. Here he goes. Changed, hasn't he? That's the thing. When we first started this podcast, three years ago.
Never even went to a fromagerie.
Never even been to a fromagerie. Never left London.
Barely left London. Someone bought a Springer Spaniel and it was really nice, but he didn't talk to me, so I felt sad.
You know they can't talk.
I know, but you know what I mean. When they come and look excited.
They say hello.
Yes, I love it when they do that.
Yeah, it is quite exciting.
Oh, I love dogs. What's happening with your mum and dad? Are they going to get another dog?
I don't think so, not at the minute.
Why?
Well, they keep dying. I mean, I'm starting to think it's them. They're not killing their dogs. We just had a couple of dogs that were older, and now...
Oh, have they both died now?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, no. Rosie the Rottweiler, she died.
Oh, I knew Rosie died, but Ruffy...
No, Ruffy's still around, but he's on the farm.
He's on the farm, yeah.
Oh, no, Ruffy died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Ruffy died a couple of weeks ago.
Susan, why didn't you tell me?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was poorly.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they were very upset.
They both were.
Yeah.
They were both really upset. So I know, I think it's a bit... He wasn't actually that old.
Oh.
And my dad had bred him.
Oh,
so he was like the last one of because he was Rosie's pup. But yeah, I think it's quite heartbreaking when you lose an animal.
That's why my mum and dad won't get dogs again, because they say it's too much of a tie, but I think the reality is it's too upsetting when they go.
But that's the thing. I thought there was something up with Velma the other day, and I didn't know what to do with myself.
Oh.
But she's fine now.
Oh, that's good.
She's fine.
Yeah, it would be... I don't know. They are so lovely, though, aren't they?
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, she's such a little friend. Yeah. Which I can't work out if that sounds adorable or really quite sad. Sad in the traditional school sense of being a saddo.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier, sad cases who want their bags on two straps.
I always wore my bag on two straps. I've got that back problem, you know.
Oh, well.
Got to be careful.
You've got to be careful.
So what's coming up for you, Thomas?
Well, I want to go on holiday again.
Oh, yeah. Where do you want to go?
I want to go to, Athens, actually.
Ooh.
My friend said to me, Athens is really Zhuzhi. Jumping, yeah.
Jumping, like Destiny's Child around
yeah.
a decade and a half ago.
Yes. I really want to meet somebody called Destiny who's got a child. Wouldn't that be so fun?
That would be fun.
To introduce them to a group of people.
When I was at school, there was one of the mums couldn't remember Destiny's Child, and she went, oh, you know the band I mean, someone's daughter.
That would be a great, like, covers band.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? Denise's daughter. but I do want to go to Athens, yeah.
Well, that'd be nice.
That's fun, yeah. What about you? What have you got?
I'm going to New York just before Christmas. Going to go and do some shopping and watch a Broadway show.
What one, if you decided?
Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fantastic. Well, the music is fantastic. I've never seen it. I know that it's coming to the West End, but I've never been to a show on Broadway. Have you? You have, haven't
I
you?
Have,
a couple of
yeah,
times.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I'm really excited to just go and be...
Yeah. Make sure you do take a big coat. I went in late November, early December. Have you been in December before?
We're going in sort of mid-December. I think there might be a chance we might get stuck there for Christmas.
Yeah, maybe. You have to come back on the QE2 or something. I went there and I was like, well, I've been here before. And
I'm going to
denim jacket's
17th
fine.
To the 21st.
It will be so cold. So
yeah. You take my sheepskin.
Yeah, exactly that. I was going to say, if you've got like a leather jacket, take something like that.
Yeah,
because
gonna be a big,
I was like,
old
this is
coat.
Fine, like flip-flops and a denim jacket and a cagoule. I got there, like, it literally cuts into your face like a knife.
Yeah.
It's so cold. Like, you turn a corner, because all those, like, big buildings are,
yeah.
like, wind tunnels, and it just comes in from the Arctic.
But I'm very excited about seeing it at Christmas time, because you
yeah,
know what I'm like.
That would
I
be
love
lovely.
Christmas.
Go and see that Christmas tree. In
yeah, exactly. And I'm wondering, they have performers in front of that Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
so I wonder whether there'll be anything
Mariah
on.
Mariah didn't do a great job. Oh, no, that was New Year, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know who, the I think they have a, or maybe not even famous people, but, like, people singing carols and stuff. Which would be a lovely thing to see.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be super Christmassy.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. But other than that, I'm just gigging and doing
You're
bits and
so
pieces.
Hard.
And like you, Ernie, everyone can catch you on tour.
Yes, the tour goes through till December.
Oh, and let's mention your big day in London, which is now, so exciting.
Yes, well, I am so excited about it. And I'm sort of overwhelmed whenever I think about it. But it's at the London Palladium.
Woo!
Which I'm very, very thrilled about. Where, of course, Judy Garland did her first London show.
Amazing.
And so, yeah, I mean, other people did as well.
Of course.
But no, I'm really...
What date is it, Tom?
And it's the 23rd of November.
Brilliant.
It's a Friday night at the London Palladium.
So get tickets. I imagine it will sell out. So do get tickets in advance.
I've seen
the show and it's so fantastic. And I think it will be particularly fabulous in such a wonderful room.
Well,
so if you can get along to see Tom there.
And we're gearing up for your tour in the spring.
My tour will be in the spring. I've just had some dates confirmed at the Soho Theatre, which I think will be going out on sale. I think it's in March. They'll be on sale later this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be on the next series of Live at the Apollo.
I think we can. I put a picture on Instagram.
Yes. Which is
even saying that out loud
makes me so chuffed.
It was a wonderful record.
It was very fun. Mm. And I got to do it with a very good friend, Kerry Godleyman, who was also on the episode. So that's very exciting. Mm. But all of the details of my tour will be going up as the venues are booked at susieruffle.com. You can find out everything there. It will be a brand new show. So if you came and saw me last year, there won't be any crossover. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. And Tom's tour is being extended and extended and extended. And you can find out all the details at tomindeed.com.
And you can find out about Susie Ruffle at susieruffle.co.uk.
No,
.com. You've gone .com.
I've gone .com.
Have you kept your .co.uk?
No, she's dead.
She's gone. SusieRuffle.com.
Yeah, and if you want to get in touch with us, we're both on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, say hi.
And say hi, and if you have any suggestions for topics or if you want to get in touch with us, we had a few lovely emails recently.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Also, Susie's got a great new coat.
I've got a great new coat, so if you see me, give me a high five.
Yeah, definitely give her a wave.
And if you want to get in touch, you can at chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com. Sorry that the podcasts are a little more sporadic these days. Basically, we're just going to do them whenever we can. Our diaries are both really all over the place and we're both working very hard, but the podcast is still a priority to both of us.
Love you guys.
So as soon as we have time, we will do them and hopefully we'll get into a bit better rhythm with doing them as we get into autumn. But thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience.
And we always love seeing you. And that's all from us this time.
Thank you so much.
And like my new friends. And we'll speak to you in about a month.
Speak to you soon.
Soon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Well done. I think they covered everything.
Yeah, I think so too.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.